Hey everybody, welcome back to Black Girl in the City. And today's episode is called, well, I'm not sure what I'm going to call it just yet, but it's about self-care and just taking care of yourself and getting through depression and a lot of things in life that kind of just bogs us down and I guess brings us down. So the last couple months have been kind of rough in my life because I was dealing with a lot financially. So I'm a substitute teacher and I have the summer months off and I'm not paid during these summer months, so it's like either get a job, get a like a part-time job or get another job to work during the summer or just be broke. And I don't qualify for unemployment or anything like that. So yeah, it sucks. So basically, I was down. Well, at first, I didn't know that I didn't qualify for unemployment. So I was taking the steps to do that. So I know you guys probably have heard, or if you don't really follow any of this astrology stuff, there was a Mercury retrograde in July. And in the month of July, I just felt like everything that I was setting forth to do was going wrong. I mean, everything. Like, every time that I was trying to do something positive or to try to make my life better or easier, like, nothing worked out. So basically, I was trying to apply for unemployment this at the beginning of July. Just trying to apply for the application online was so hard for me. Like, I had applied for unemployment before and I know the process well. I know how to go about doing it, but for whatever reason, I was trying to do it on the website and it kept giving me like a message saying that I was making $0.00, and I was like, what was going on? So every time I would try to call up to the call up there, like, I never got an answer. It would tell me it was too many people calling and to try calling back later. It was just a hot mess. So I went through a lot with that. And then, like, after so many weeks of trying to get through to them, I finally was able to file it with the agent over the phone. And then I had to go through all this stuff. I had to fill out paperwork, and then I had to mail it in. Then they told me they didn't get the paperwork in the mail that I had sent off a week ago. So then I had to fill it out and take it up to the local office. And it was just a lot. And then I had to do a phone interview. It was just like all types of stuff that I had to do to get unemployment. And it's like, I did all of that and I didn't end up getting it at the end. So but before I even knew I didn't get it, like, I was just I was depressed because of that, the unemployment situation, not being able to make any money. And then I said I wanted to do bartending. This is something that I've been thinking I wanted to do for a while, just as like a part-time job to supplement the income that I to supplement my income while I'm not working during the summer months, and also to work while I'm also during the school year, because I need a part-time job because I have a bougie lifestyle. I like shopping. I like going out to eat. I like traveling. And when you like doing all these things, but you also have rent and other bills to pay, it's like hard, especially when you're living in a city and they already don't pay us enough. So it's kind of essential to work more than one job. So I wanted to do the bartending thing. So I got this certification online and I did the little online course, and I thought I was going to have a job lined up, and that ended up not working out. And then on top of that, I was like deciding, oh, well, I'm going to sell a few of my things on, like, those apps that you sell your stuff on, and I'm going to try to make a little extra money with that. Like, I put up all my stuff, and I put up things that I thought would sell pretty easily that have sold easily in the past for me, and literally nothing has sold. Like, I think I sold maybe like one thing, and that's it. And usually it's just weird, because usually I would get a lot of hits on these items in the past. So it was just like I was trying to do a lot of little different things, and nothing was working out. And even I had a iPhone 7 Plus, and it was like a brand new iPhone. The only thing that was wrong with it was the battery. So I tried to replace the battery. Like, I ordered a kit on Amazon using my little funds that I had. And I think the kit was like $17. And I was like, I'm just going to try to replace the battery myself. It don't seem that hard. I looked at a beauty video on how to do it, and it didn't seem super complicated. And yeah, so I tried to do it myself. Ended up like doing something, and I guess it just messed the whole phone up. Like, I don't even know what happened. But yeah, it's just like everything that I was trying to do, literally nothing worked out for me. And when you're at a point where you're already stressed about something such as like finances or something, and then you're trying to do all these little different things and nothing is working out, it can drive you into a depression. And that's literally what I was in for probably almost the whole month of July. I was just really down about everything, because I didn't know how nothing was gonna work. I'm like, how am I gonna pay my bills? How am I gonna do this? How am I gonna survive the rest of this summer with no money and being broke? And I was just like worrying about it every day, to the point where I woke up and my heart just felt heavy, and I just felt really down. Like, it was like waking up on days and not really wanting to do anything, and not wanting to talk to anybody really, and just wanting to be by myself and just figure out my situation and how things were going to work out for me. And like, I would literally just rack my brain, like, what can I do? What else can I do? How can I make some money? Like, I was literally just thinking about these things all day, to the point where it was just like making me sick thinking about it, because it was just, I felt like such a heavy burden on my shoulders, because I'm like, what the hell? Like, I need something needs to work out for me. So all of that was going on during the month of July, and I was just really, really in a place of just sadness and worry. And that's pretty much what I did all day. And I tried not to let it get the best of me, but it did. And I was just in a place where it was just like, I tried to be happy and smile and carry on as if everything was okay, because that's what I do. When I'm sad or I'm depressed or I'm feeling down about something, I pretty much just kind of go into myself and like stay in the house. I don't really do a lot of talking or nothing like that. Or when I do, I'm talking, but it's like not about my problems. I'm just kind of like trying not to talk to anybody about it, because it's like embarrassing for me, one, because I'm like, man, I'm this age and I'm in this spot. Like, I don't, like, at this point in my time, I feel like I shouldn't be in this position at my age. Like, and I'm tired of like having these financial lows, when it's just like I just felt like I should have been in a better spot, and I should have planned better for this, knowing that I was going to have these 2 months off. But it's just like everything that I thought was going to work out for me, that was going to allow me to get extra money, it just didn't work out. And I was just like questioning God too, like, man, why is it that nothing is working out? Like, why is this happening? Like, why? So I was like that for, like I said, most of July. And then I kind of got an epiphany. Like, just stop being sad. Like, I was looking at a lot of inspirational videos, and I was like reading inspirational things and like affirmations every day, just stuff that will bring more positivity and healing into my life. And that types of stuff, like, I've been in depressing, like, I've dealt with depression in the past, so I know, like, the kind of steps that I need to take in order to get myself out of that depression. So, and then it was like a lot of things that just was randomly coming to me, just like on social media, just me scrolling through stuff and then seeing little messages that really resonated with me and made me feel like, wow, I really needed to read that. That's something that I really needed to hear. And it was just a lot of little different things like that kind of helped me eventually get out of that depression. So I was praying a lot. And I was praying that, like, all the stuff that I wanted to come through. Like, I was praying that my unemployment came through. And then I was praying for, you know, like, finances or, you know, a job or something. I was just praying that something would come through. And then I started praying for just happiness and a peace of mind. And I started asking God for patience, just so everything can eventually work out. Like, I just was tired of worrying. I was so tired of feeling like, man, everything was just crashing down around me. And I don't know, for whatever reason, I felt like the more I worried and the more I tried to do something to make my situation better, like, something would eventually happen. But it actually turns out that it was the opposite. It's like, when I started just asking for happiness and for peace and to just be less worried, that's when I find myself being in a better mindset. Like, it didn't turn around overnight. Like, I literally had to do this for about a week straight before I actually started feeling better, before I started feeling a little more positive. And then, instead of me just, like, being in the house, like, because I was in a house a lot, and I was just thinking, man, I ain't got no money, so I don't want to go nowhere. Like, I'm the type of person, if I know I don't have no money in my pocket, I don't want to go nowhere. Because I feel like whenever you go out, you have to spend some type of money, whether you're doing something for free or not. You usually always have to come out of pocket some type of way for something. And I don't like being out with no money, because I just feel vulnerable, and I feel just naked almost. If I'm going out and I know I don't have no money, it just, like, makes me feel very, very, like, vulnerable. So I didn't really want to go out anywhere, but I kind of forced myself to. And then I got to a point where I just, like, started calling my friends up and just keeping it real with them. Like, you know, hey, I want to get out the house. I want to do something. But, you know, right now I'm struggling financially, so I really can't do nothing that costs money. Like, if we're going to do something, it needs to be something that's free. You know, do you want to get out? Do you want to do something? And at first it was a little discouraging, because I felt like my friends, they weren't, like, as reacting the way I wanted them to. Like, they sometimes seemed like they was, like, dragging their feet on things, or just being very, like, elusive with their answers. Like, oh yeah, we could possibly do something, or maybe, and, you know. And I felt like, damn, like, I just really need to get out the house. I just really need to be out doing something, because I'm just depressed right now. And I'm the type of person, I don't like being like, oh yeah, I'm depressed, because that's something that's not easy for me to admit. So me telling my friends this, I don't know, I just don't want to go come out and tell them straight up, like, I'm depressed, can you please just come hang out with me, get me out the house, please. So yeah, but eventually one of my friends came through, and then we started hanging out, doing little stuff that was free, or I would just go to her house and we would just hang out, and we would just talk, maybe have like a drink or something, and just chill out. And that really helped me a lot too, just being around people, just being around her, being able to talk about what I was going through, just being out and about and doing something and not being stuck in my apartment, just worrying myself to death. So that really helped a lot with my mental, just getting out the house. And then once I actually started getting out the house, it was like I almost had an awakening or something, like some type of epiphany. Like, if you want to be happy, then just be happy. And, you know, this is like a quote that I've heard before, like, you know, the secret to being happy is just being happy. You know, you can be happy if you decide to be happy. And it's not easy. It's not easy. It's one of those things that's easier said than done. Like, yeah, I want to be happy, but I can't just make myself happy. But you can just make yourself happy. But it takes time. You're not going to just make yourself happy in a day or even 2 days or sometimes maybe even a week. It just depends. But it takes work to get to a place of happiness. Like I said, I was reading positive words or inspirational videos and all these things. Like I said, social media, seeing like these inspirational things or these positive affirmations. And all of these things, like, it just kind of built up. And then I continued to, like, watch, like, positive and inspirational things and praying and repeating positive words of affirmation and just doing all these things. And along with that and going out, it completely changed my mindset. And it made me realize that me worrying and being depressed and all that stuff was making my situation worse. It wasn't making it any better. And then I felt like once I actually start, you know, being more positive and going out and I start worrying less, I feel like that's when everything started to fall into place. And that's when, like, all these things start to happen for me. So, no, I didn't get my unemployment, but I did end up getting a link card, which is basically like food stamps for the state of Illinois. So I got that. So it's like, now at least I don't have to worry about food or anything like that, or, you know, how am I going to feed myself? That's one less thing I have to worry about. And thank God I had money for rent already, so I didn't have to worry about rent or anything like that. It was mostly just like food, spending money, and just like money to pay my bills and stuff. That's what I was really worried about. But at least it's like, okay, that's one major thing that I don't have to worry about now. And then when it came to, since I don't start working again until the beginning of September, I wouldn't be getting my first paycheck until the end of September. So it's like, okay, so I got August. How am I going to pay rent for September? Or how am I going to pay for these things for September? And then, like, it clicked in my mind, like, oh, you're at school, you get refund checks. And I do get refund checks, but I was planning on taking 2 classes for the semester that I was going to be in school, and my refund check wasn't going to be that much money. I was probably only going to get like a couple $100 back. So then instead of me taking 2 classes, I decided to just drop it down to 1. And that way, by me taking that 1 less class, I'll be able to get a bigger refund check, which will help me, which will allow me to pay my rent for September, as well as have money left over to pay all of my bills, to catch up on all my bills, and to just have a little extra just for wiggle room or just money to put into my savings account as well. So in the end, it's like when I stop worrying and I just, you know, let all of that go, and it was like a weight lifting off my shoulders, and that's when everything just fell into place. So it's like I was worried about all this stuff, and no, things didn't work out exactly how I wanted them to or how I thought they would, but it worked out the way it needed to be, and everything came together in the end. And so I don't really like putting my business out there like that, because, you know, it is kind of hard for me to admit when I'm going through a tough time or when things aren't going right for me in my life. But I just felt the need to share this story because I just was watching another video on YouTube, and it was kind of like saying how, you know, we worry and we stress out so much, but then we just really need to have fun and just to let our guard down and to just be relaxed and be patient and go with the flow and realize that everything is going to work out in due time and work out the way it should. And I've heard plenty of stories like this, but that was just my testimony to my story and how it worked out. So now I'm in so much of a better place. I wake up with a positive attitude. I wake up smiling, laughing. And now, instead of me having to search for things to do to get me out the house, it's like almost like things to do is just coming to me. People are inviting me to do like free things, or I'm able to go out and do things that don't cost me any money. And it's just coming to me, so I don't even have to worry about that. And then August is almost over, and pretty soon I'll be working again, and I won't have to deal with these financial issues anymore. So it's just like everything has just worked itself out. And it was when I finally stopped stressing and I finally stopped worrying and thinking about how can I do this, what can I do, and I kind of just like, okay, I took a deep breath and I let it all out. And I said, I did everything that I possibly could. I did everything that I thought I should do, and it didn't work out. So I'm just going to relax, and I'm going to be patient and let everything work itself out. And that's exactly what it did. It just all worked itself out. But it's really about mental health. Like, as far as me, like, getting out of a depression, I've been doing a number of things, like I said, with the inspirational words and the inspirational videos and quotes and positive affirmations. Things like that helps a lot. Praying helps a lot. Even meditation. I have a meditation app on my phone, and I use that probably not as often as I should, but I try to use it at least once or twice a week. Also, aromatherapy, like, really helps. I have an oil diffuser. I love putting on my oil diffuser, lighting a candle, playing like some relaxing music, and just relaxing to that. And then, like, it helps me fall asleep too. If you have trouble falling asleep, that helps out a lot. Also, baths. I love taking baths and then putting in like my essential oils in the bathtub and lighting a candle. That just helps out really good. Just self-care is just so important. Doing little things like that is just everything when it comes to getting out of a depression or making yourself feel better. Just being able to take a deep breath and, you know, speak positivity in your life, into your life, and positivity will come and things will get better. And basically that's what I do. And also, you know, being around your friends and family and your loved ones, as well as being able to talk to somebody about it. I know that it's hard to talk to your friends and family sometimes because you might be embarrassed about a situation that you're going through, or you might not feel like they fully understand. But sometimes it's just good to have at least that one person that you can kind of let go and talk to them about everything. And even a therapist, if you have a therapist or you can afford one, even talking to a therapist, it's a really good idea. But a lot of people I know have been going through it, and I'm pretty sure, and I know it's plenty of people going through it right now, but just personally, I feel like everybody in my life has been affected by a lot of different things, whether it's financially or dealing with family issues or issues with friends, or just like really hard, tough things, because like the last couple years of my life have been the hardest of my life. I've dealt with a lot of hard things that I did not think I would be able to rise above and get out of, but I have, and I'm here and I'm happy. No, I'm not happy every moment of the day, but I'm happy. And I can say that because I've done the work that I needed to do to get myself to a point where I can breathe easily, where I can smile and laugh and not be in a place of depression and worrying. Because yeah, it comes and goes. Depression is the thing that you have to battle for the rest of your life. I haven't been diagnosed with depression, but we all know what depression is. We all know what it feels like, and we all know how hard it can be to overcome it. So just self-care and knowing and identifying that you are depressed and you are in a place that you're not good or you're not okay, that's the first thing, is to just identify it and to know that this is how I'm feeling. And then once you've identified it, then you can take the steps that you need to take to improve it and to get better and to get through it. And that's just the hardest thing. It's just really being patient enough with yourself to realize that this is something that I'm going through, but in the end, everything will work itself out. And it can be hard when everything is going wrong and you feel like there's no solution in sight to any of your problems. It can be very difficult to believe in that. But no matter how difficult it is, you just have to. And you have to wake up with the idea that I'm going to be happy today. Like, literally, repeat that out loud every morning when you wake up and say, I am going to be happy today. And you will. Not saying that every day is going to be great, or, you know, some days are going to be hard. And, you know, some days are really going to test you. But if you believe you're happy, then you will be. And you just really have to keep saying that until you actually believe it. Okay, y'all, I'm done. That was just my little spiel on self-care and mental health. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys got something from my story, and it wasn't easy to tell. But if you did like this story, please subscribe to this podcast, and I'll be back again with another episode of Black Girl in the City soon. Thank you guys for listening, and yeah, I'll see you next time.